When I think of out of bounds, I can only think of one thing, one person in my life who really showed me what it was like to be out of bounds. His name is Josiah. And from the smallest kid I can remember being, Josiah has been a part of my life. He's half Polish and half Italian, so he's a big, dark-haired, I think he's a pretty attractive guy. As young kids, I would go to Josiah's house, and we'd do all the fun things that young kids like to do. I'm talking, you know, 6 years old, right? We'd go out and eat pomegranates in the summertime, and we'd ride our bikes and get candy and go to the library and rent books, and we had a full childhood together. In an out-of-bounds way, he had, growing up in Newbury Park, it was probably like San Luis Obispo in a bad way, in that there were a lot of white middle-class people that lived there. But Josiah had a neighbor down the street, young girl, Lizzie, and she was very out of bounds. Her family was very out of bounds. We used to go and hang out at Lizzie's house as young six-year-olds. It was the first time I'd seen a whole wall in somebody's house with the beer mirrors, you know, like Michelob and such. Lizzie was the first person in my life who, in a really out-of-bounds way for a kid, kind of taught me what sex was. She was 6'2". I don't think she knew either. As Josiah and I grew up together, we just blossomed in friendship. We had hobbies that were together, and we did fun things together. We grew in likes and dislikes. And we grew up in the evangelical church. And I think that if you were to say evangelical church, probably you're going to say there's a whole lot out of bounds. Because most of us, if we have experiences there, it's out of bounds. So we bucked against that system when we were young. If anyone knows who James Dobson is, we wrote a cyclical impersonating James Dobson, railing against the disgust of Christian music, in our opinion, and cycled it around the church, and the church didn't like that. Josiah and I stayed very connected to each other through our faith community in church, and we grew in an odd way, because most young people growing up in evangelical churches will follow a pretty scripted from-the-top-down method of going from point A to point B in understanding Christianity. And most of that, and I'm sorry if I'll be offensive, most of that revolves around having a very small, strict set of recently historical tenets, and then everyone on the outside of that is outside of the faith. I had my first experience with this kind of finding somebody who would be outside that circle, yet broaden my perspective when I was in Romania. I met a man who was an Orthodox, and I vowed to pray for Ivan because he was going to Minnesota to see a statue of Mary bleed from her eyes. And I just thought, as a young guy, I just thought, well, this is just absolute, you know, silliness. How could anybody believe that? But Josiah and I, a few years later, as we grew into our early 20s, got really excited about reading hagiographies. And I think they kind of fit with our love of philosophy and theology and our love of humor as well. Hagiographies are types of books that were written mostly in the, 11th through 13th centuries about common saints, but they were written not necessarily as historical fact. Take, for instance, you would have a guy who would pray really hard, and people would put like items on his back while he was praying so they would float to the top of the church and they would stick things on the roof of the church. They were meant to be encouragement to Christians at the time who were, living in a terrible time in history. So Josiah and I read these things, and we got into, a different side of Christianity than most young, late teens, early 20s people in church did with their lives. My hero became Origen. And if any of you know Origen, he was supposed to have castrated himself, and he bucked against the church really hard and was eventually called a heretic for his beliefs, which I applauded with great gusto. And so Josiah and I really bonded together in our growth in theology and understanding how, the supernatural and the things that are above us work within the world. And our visions expanded beyond what we were raised in. But that never really came into a point of conflict until we were attending a church, because it was all our stuff. You know, we have our own little crazy beliefs. We're attending a church, and one evening, it got into a discussion about the afterlife. And the church that we were going to had a strict set, well, if you believe these things, if you do not, then your afterlife will be eternal damnation. And Josiah had a thing he was wrestling with, where he said, well, I just don't know. Maybe if you die, you just, that's it. That's just nothing else. It's this concept called annihilationism. And so we argued this in this church Bible study. And the pastor, nice guy, after much argumentation, looked Josiah in the face, this guy who I've grown up with, who I deeply love and share all these opinions with, and he just said, you know, Josiah, people like you are what we call heretics. And that was really out of bounds for us, and we were really out of bounds for him, apparently. And we walked out of that Bible study, and we sat on this curb, right? And we were just sitting there, and Josiah's got his hands in his face, and he goes, man, he goes, I never thought I'd be called a heretic. I thought these people cared about me. I thought these people would, you know, foster my life and not just anathema me. And I put my arm around him, and I think it clicked. It clicked like it clicked with this Orthodox guy who I met was really different. Because I said to Josiah, you know, if you're so out of bounds, and out of bounds means being a heretic, then that's exactly where I want to be. Because that's what it's all about. So I thank Josiah in that moment for taking that blow to show me what it was like to be out of bounds.